There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, for the most part. The best tactical holster on the planet, in my estimation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I remember in my time when I was doing radio down in Columbia, South Carolina. In Columbia, you have Columbia, and then there's Richland County. Richland County is what Columbia sits in the middle of. And we kept hearing about this thing where in the space of like 5 or 6 years, there were 5 or 6 different police chiefs in Columbia because the city council kept this thing of they would hire them. They would say, well, of course, law and order has now come to Columbia, South Carolina, and then they would fire them. All the while, Sheriff Leon Lott of Richland County, he sat tall and he maintained what he does and everything else. When I was with Gun Owners of America, we looked at the sheriff as the preeminent law enforcement officer in his jurisdiction. One elected by the people, coming from the old Shire Reeve position that came from the very, very, distant past. Sheriff, in a lot of cases, has a lot more staying power than a police chief. And if you'll notice in most of these purple states where they've had stupid gun control come up, the sheriffs stand in opposition of it if they have sheriffs. Connecticut doesn't have sheriffs, as an example. So that's why there were no sheriffs saying, well, this is a stupid law. My next guest wants to be what I term a constitutional sheriff. That's very, very important. Joined now from, just really up the street from me, and there's a bit of disclosure that needs to go on here, but joined now by Sam Manley, candidate for sheriff for Greenville County, South Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Frady. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, everybody needs to know, and know this up front, that the reason that I have Sam on is because I'm trying to help him get elected sheriff of Greenville County. Don't live in Greenville County. Don't have a dog in that fight, but trying to help him get elected because Greenville County does not have a long history of constitutional sheriffs. Now, between the chief of police and the sheriff, Sam, you've been in law enforcement. You've been a law enforcement professional.
Close to 14 years or so.
Yeah. What do you think as far as the position is concerned? I mean, the chief of police almost seems like a temporary position, depending on the city council.
Well, the chief of police is not elected by his constituents or the people they serve. There's a middleman, and there are several middlemen when you come to dealing between the public and the police chief. You've got the city administrator, you got a mayor, and then you got a city council. And different municipalities, each of those branches of power that are in between the people and the police chief, have different powers. There are some cities that are arranged where the mayor has more power than the council and can hire and fire the chief or the city administrator can. And there are some cities that it has to go before a vote. So it just really depends on where it lies.
Well, I mean, like in the case of Columbia, South Carolina, yeah, there was a time where, I mean, it honestly looked to me, and it may still be this way, where the police chief was just basically the political stooge of the city council.
It's not a job that I would desire to have just for the fact of you're at the mercy of the people who hired you. which is not the people who you're serving.
Police chiefs don't have a whole lot of life expectancy, do they? I mean, how many police chiefs?
They don't. They don't. they don't. You know, it goes with the political winds of what's going on and how with the crime rate and who hired you and who has the ability to fire you. So you're at the mercy of other people.
Have you
which
seen?
I don't think is right.
Have you seen the controversy that has arisen over the Baltimore police chief? Because now everybody's looking back at his history, and he has this this big history of deflecting things everywhere. When he was an Oakland police chief or Oakland police commissioner, or whatever he was, they had riots there. Seems like everywhere he goes, there's riots following him.
Yeah, well, you know, in the situation in Baltimore, when you've got a mayor who's telling you to stand down and create a circle and let them run havoc, that's a problem. I mean, you're basically giving these rioters and looters and thugs a green light to express themselves, which is not part of their First Amendment right.
Now, in the case...
When I say their First Amendment right, I'm talking about going out and looting and destroying other people's property, not protesting, but going out and creating havoc and breaking laws.
Now, the difference between a sheriff and a police chief, let's say something like that were to happen in Greenville County, which, now, having never been in law enforcement, I presume that there's some sort of uneasy or easy or agreement between the, you know, the municipal police versus the county sheriffs to where they,
well,
they understand who's got what and who's got this territory and who's got that territory, right?
You're right. And the way it works here in Greenville, and the way it works in most of the counties in South Carolina, the cities are responsible for their jurisdiction, but the sheriff and the sheriff's office has jurisdiction in all of those areas. Where the sheriff is not, even though he doesn't go into their backyard and he lets them handle the things that they want to do, the sheriff department has their hands full handling the areas that are out in the county. But they do have jurisdiction in Greenville and Malden and Travelers Rest and Fountain Inn and Greer and all those places, but it's up to the city police departments to take care of the 911 calls and answer the call for service in those areas.
If in Greenville County, if we had a mayor like the Baltimore mayor, and we had a police commissioner or a police chief like the police commissioner in Baltimore, if you wanted to, you could tell both of them to stuff it and actually try to do something about it as sheriff, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, if that is, you know, hypothetically speaking, if that scenario happened here and I was the sheriff of Greenville County, and that happened here and we had that going on in Greenville City, and the police department was told to stand down and you know, and not blaming the chief, but he was told to stand down by his efforts, we would go in and restore order. We have an obligation, not only the people in the city pay taxes to the sheriff's office also. They're paying for a service there also. And we're not going to stay out in the county while Greenville City gets torn down under the flag of the First Amendment, and the city's being taken, the city officers are being taken, or the city police department's being taken out of the plane and told to circle the wagons and just let happen what happened. We're going to go in and restore order.
Let me ask you a question. This is going to lead into the next segment, but we got about a minute here. Shouldn't the police chief, based upon the oath he takes, shouldn't the police chief look at the mayor and say, you know what, you can fire me after this is over with, but I'm supposed to be doing what I can to protect the city. That's my jurisdiction. My people are going in. Shouldn't he or couldn't he theoretically say that if he wants to, if he's one of these guys, that's, if he's not sitting out there just wanting to keep the job, if he actually wants to do the job?
Yes, and there's no doubt that he can do that and should do that. He takes an oath to protect the Constitution and protect the people who he serves, and so he might lose his job afterwards because he broke chain of command or just disobeyed an order. But he'd be justified and he'd be right in doing so.
For those of you who live in the upstate of South Carolina, if you live in Greenville County, if you pick this up, Sam, what's the website they can come find out what you're doing?
SamForSheriff.com. We have a Facebook page. We have a website. The website is Sam4Sheriff.com. We have a Facebook page. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. And all those are linked together. So you just come and visit and see what we're about and talk to us.
Check it out. We'll be right back. My guest, Sam Manley, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach your reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That is a very interesting setup, the way they've got that going. I only hope they do the holsters that way. TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to Sam Manley, he is a candidate for Greenville County Sheriff. The way this is shaping up in Greenville County is quite interesting. We have a guy that is sheriff in Greenville County that pretty much got there by default. We had a longtime sheriff named Johnny Mac Brown that was a, he was anti-gun. He was as anti-gun as the day was long. He didn't like concealed carry permits. Then we had, Lieutenant Sam Simmons became sheriff when Johnny Mac Brown stepped down, right, Sam?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And
Sheriff Mac Brown retired.
Now, what did you think of Sam Simmons? Was he pretty good, or was he Johnny Mac Brown light? What was he?
No, I liked Sheriff Simmons. I had a lot of respect for Sheriff Simmons, and he was there when I actually started work at the sheriff's office. He was, he's a very proactive type sheriff, and was pro SWAT team. He did a lot for the SWAT team. Well, it started on the SWAT team.
Well, he was on the SWAT team, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the SWAT team at one time, and then, so he, as far as I'm concerned, he was pretty good sheriff.
Well, we lost Sam when he was going home one day after a workout. He had a heart attack and died in the car, crashed into a tree. That didn't kill him. The heart attack killed him. And then we ended up with Steve Loftus, who is sort of a – he's pro-delegation. You know, I ran into a couple of his deputies yesterday and told him that I knew you. And I'm talking – I was at a gun shop when I ran into them. They came in the gun shop. And – they were talking about how if the sheriff of Greenville County knows your name and you're a sheriff's deputy, that's not necessarily a good thing. So, I guess he delegates so much that he, I mean, does he keep an office at the LEC?
He has an office there, he does.
Does he go?
I would say when he has to, he does.
Okay.
I don't know his work schedule or what responsibilities that he takes on, but he has a huge command staff, and so there's a lot of delegation going on there, and there's a lot of from my opinion, from my perspective, there's not a lot of involvement or as much involvement as I would suspect the sheriff should have.
Now, you've given me the ratio, and I must confess I've forgotten it, but how many sheriff's deputies are there, and how many rogue deputies are there in the grand scheme of things?
In Greenville County, there's around 430, give or take, sworn deputies at the sheriff's office, and there's probably right around 164, 165 deputies who are assigned to the road, uniform patrol, answering calls for service. And when you take into account people who are deputies who are on vacation or in training or special assignment or what have you, that number goes down. So you're looking at a county at 798 square miles with a population of a little over 400,000 people. And that's including the municipalities in there. That's not a lot of deputies, are they
broken into three shifts? So there's only like a third of them on the road at any given time.
Well, you have several different divisions. You have a lot of deputies that are out working, but you only have a small amount of deputies that are out actually answering 911 calls. You have some areas of the county which have large landmass, like in the southern part of the county and the northern part of the county, up in the Marietta River Falls area, Travelers Rest area up above there. They only have one deputy assigned up there, or down in the Ware Shoals, Dunklin Bridge and 418 area, you have one deputy assigned down there.
Have you got any idea what the average response time to a 911 call is in Greenville County, and what the average response time for a deputy needing assistance is?
Well, when deputy needing assistance, deputy needing assistance is a little different scenario. The response times goes down depending on what type of assistance that he needs. But as far as regular 911 calls, if you're waiting for a deputy and he's tied up down there, you could wait anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, maybe a little longer.
So the way they've got the Greenville County structure, there needs to be more road deputies. They've flipped it over. They're too top.
Hey, there needs to be more road deputies. I feel that we have the resources there. I think there's a mismanagement of resources. I think the resources are there. I've gone to several community meetings, and that's one of the big issues, is that there's not enough deputies, or the response times are so great. And, by the time the deputy gets there, the thieves have packed up everything except for the kitchen sink and made haste. So there's a problem there. So we need to address that. And I think, like I said, I think the resources are there. I just think there's a mismanagement of resources.
As you look out across there, as far as the oath is concerned, and, you know, we talked about the oath briefly, would you rather be the sheriff? I mean, when you are the sheriff, you don't answer to anybody but the constituents, and you're very mindful of that. And you, I mean, with your experience that you have in law enforcement and everything,
yeah,
you pledged to straighten out the top heaviness of the Greenville County Sheriff's Department, which, you know, in South Carolina, Greenville County is one of the fastest growing counties, if not the fastest growing county, because all the industry is coming here for the most part. So
population is booming. You got to make your delegation only get you so far, and so you have to. You're going to be sheriff, and you take on that job to be sheriff, then you need to be more connected to the people. You got to be accessible, and you got to be involved.
I don't even know what Steve Loftus looks like, to be honest with you. I don't even know what he looks like. So, I mean, you know, that I think that's it's not scandalous that I don't particularly know what he looks like. But anyway, you'll be hearing more from Sam as we run up, because how far away are we from Election Day?
We're the primary is June of 2016, so we got a 13 month, and that plays into our campaign strategy. We want to make sure we get out and we go and meet all the folks and shake hands and go ask for votes personally and make me as accessible to everyone in Greenville County.
We're waiting to see whether the current serving sheriff actually tries to run for re-election. It's your thinking that he's testing to see whether he's just going to get trounced and he's just going to say, I'm not running again or whatever. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be working with Ed. With Sam. I didn't mean to call you Ed. I'm going to be working with Sam and helping him out on the media end of it if I can, and anything I can do to help him out, just because Greenville County needs him. And I live right beside it, so I do a lot of stuff in Greenville County.
Yes. I appreciate what your involvement in helping my campaign, Mr. Brady. And, and the thing is, we want a sheriff who is there for the people and who's sworn to protect the Constitution and for everybody, regardless of sex, religion, or political affiliation. Everybody is held to the same standard under the law, including those who serve the law, including the sheriff and the sheriff deputies. We want to make sure that everybody's on the same playing field and that we're doing what we need to do to serve the community. Justice and put the bad guys on the run.
There you go. For we will talk to you later, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Sam Manley. Sam for Sheriff in Greenville County. Check it out. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. There's a reason I carry G-Code. G-Code is indestructible. G-Code is completely 100% modular. The only thing, I mean, the holsters are designed for one gun, though. I mean, I don't want you to lead you into that thing. But anyway, the modularity and the indestructibility and the lifetime warranty is, you know, it's quite, in the industry, it's quite unheard of and quite unique and very rarely tested. Check them out. At least the warranty part, because they don't break. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In Ohio, Representative Ron Mogg, a Republican from Lebanon, has introduced legislation, House Bill 48, to do away with gun-free victim zones in churches and government buildings and on college campuses. He believes, rightfully so, that the right to bear arms is overregulated and that the limitations put on it by gun-free ordinances simply create target-rich environments for criminals. Who would have thunk it? I ask you. According to the Columbus Dispatch, HB 48 would also open daycare centers to concealed carry so that mothers with concealed carry permits can defend their children. He said his goal is to facilitate responsible gun ownership and enable Ohioans to protect themselves. I know there's some people saying, why would you have guns in front of children? You know what? Aren't we supposed to be defending children? Aren't we? So, I mean, isn't that what we want to do? And is there any more fierce a defender of a child than a mother? And women shoot better than guys. I hate to tell you that, guys. I had to learn, you know, I cry salsa every time I consider it. Representative Ron Hood, Republican from Asheville, has also introduced a pro-Second Amendment bill which would do away with the concealed carry permit requirement in Ohio. We've got that happening. Lebanon is the part of Ohio. Somebody's saying we made Lebanon a state. We've got that happening here in South Carolina. Everybody's walking around saying, there'll be people carrying guns without any training. We don't train now for the concealed carry permit. I hate to tell you that. You qualify for it. You qualify without the benefit of training. That's what it is. Qualification is not training. All right? You would not take somebody who qualified to drive a car with a driver's license, as an example, and stick them on a racetrack or stick them with a gun or stick them with anything to begin with simply because of certain things like that. But 2,000 to 6,000 times a day, people, probably most of them, I would hazard a guess, 90% of them, all untrained, in my eye, successfully defending with a gun. Because it isn't rocket science. I mean, there's certain things about technique that you can pick up that'll make you a better shot. You'll get better at drawing the weapon, you know, certain things like that. But at the end of the day, most of the people doing it are not CASTA students or MDFI students or students of Rick Ector or students of Aaron Coward or students of Jane Jaeger. They're just gun owners. If all the gun owners were students, right? When I called James Jaeger or Eric Utrecht or Aaron Coward to be on the show, their personal assistant would answer the phone. If all gun owners went to tactical training, these guys would be rich beyond belief. It'd be cheaper than all get out to go train. Most people don't. Most people don't. Hood says if bearing arms is a right, it's not the job of the government to require law-abiding citizens to jump through one of the most burdensome processes in the country to exercise it. Democrat, of course, Democrat Representative Mike Curtin from Marble Cliff opposed Hood's pro-Second Amendment push by going to extremes and asking what scenarios that may not be relevant. For example, he asked, where do you draw the line between who can carry and who cannot? He said, from cap guns to ICBMs, which are intercontinental ballistic missiles, by the way, we have a broad range of firepower available. You know, when I was at the gun shop yesterday, was it yesterday? It was yesterday. When I was at the gun shop yesterday, I looked around. I was looking for an ICBM, and I don't have it in the, they didn't have it in the color I wanted. I was looking for a different color. Anyway. In Ohio, the GOP there has spent the last few years steadily relaxing gun laws in the state, especially as those laws regard concealed carry. This is what's killing gun control, because in the states, while they have won a couple of things, they just won Oregon, yay. I mean, all of these states don't look beyond their borders. And somebody rides in and says, you know, there's 40% of all guns sold without a background check. They say, well, we got to do something about that to close that loophole. Then they find out there's no loop, and it doesn't have a hole in it, because that percentage is actually quite low. And they find out that they're regulating the most law-abiding people in their midst. And then they you know, they're so prideful they don't want to sit up and say, you know, we were pretty doggone stupid. That's what it's all about. That's what it is. For those of you that are AK fans, apparently Arsenal rifles are about to get scarce here in the United States. Arsenal does a lot of military work. And Arsenal has been the go-to name here in the United States for AK pattern rifles. But now they're... People that are fighting ISIS are going to Arsenal to get weapons. So now they're leaning a little more military, which is bad for the, because Arsenal makes a very good AK. No doubt about it. I would love to have one. You can't find them. They're very, very scarce. However, there is a, you know, growing slowly. Mark Krebs at Krebs Gunworks and Jim Fuller at Rifle Dynamics and everything. These guys are leading the charge on Americanizing the AK, on fabricating the AK here. And this will just lead more to that. Since Obama got out there and imposed the sanctions on Russia over the Ukraine and Crimea, you know, the AK aficionados have been saying, well, we'll just find another way, which is what the gun industry does. They just find another way. And give it a couple of years. In a couple of years, there will be completely 100% American-made AK-47s. Right here. Right now. And there may be, you know, I don't know what we're going to do about the cheap ammo. You know, Wolf and Tull still seem to be getting their stuff in here, so I'm not worried about that per se, but, you know, it's always going to be a fight. But the gun industry as a whole is pretty flexible. They bend like a yoga master when they have to, and they fill a void. I think that's cool. I do. I do. Because, you know, every time they step up and say, well, you can't do this anymore, they just say, they look at it and say, well, you didn't say we couldn't do this. So then they go and do that. And what you get is a gun that maybe doesn't look like it used to, but it looks a little bit like it used to. But guess what? The barrel still exists. The round still comes out of it. Oh, my. Still a gun. Oh, no. Doesn't have a pistol grip. Doesn't have a flash suppressor. Doesn't have a bayonet underlug. Oh, goodness. Not an assault rifle anymore. That stuff just cracks me up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it cracks me up. They're just, but they're, you know, if you look at gun control, you can't help but see how it's falling apart at the seams. It's just falling apart. I'm glad Bloomberg has more money to spend because I want him to go broke. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. They've got 3 generations of equipment on sale right now. Right now. Their price point is I found out yesterday their price point is cheaper than anything you can find in the big box stores by about $10. Found that out yesterday. And the modularity is beyond anything you can find in the big box stores, and the toughness and the lifetime warranty, all 3 generations of this stuff is all top notch. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The question that gets asked by the have no idea, no clue press a lot of times is, do regular people actually stop mass shootings? The answer is yes. However, they're not mass shootings because they get stopped. See? Coming in and stopping a mass shooting, for me, if I'm there and I allow somebody to shoot 18 people when I could have done something about it after you shot 2, that's not me stopping a mass shooting. Okay? And apparently a lot of people share that philosophical outlook. Recently, in Chicago, I think, in Illinois, where concealed carry has just been, you know, grudgingly dragged into the sunlight, a Uber driver, Uber is that app where you can get a ride for a little bit cheaper than a taxi cab, a Uber driver stopped a mass shooting. He had a concealed carry permit. He stopped a mass shooting. He shot the shooter. Let's see. Okay, he saw a man get out and start firing a pistol into a group of people on a Logan Square sidewalk. He shot the guy 6 times. The guy, his name was Everardo Custodio. He suffered wounds to his shin, knee, and back. They're refusing to give him bail on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm and illegal possession of a firearm. This guy saved the day. The Chicago police, Jerry McCarthy's police, didn't arrest him because they said he broke no laws. And the Washington Post, Eugene Bullock, who's a big-time pro-gun writer, he talks about have people stopped shootings, mass shootings before with concealed handguns. Chicago, July 7th, 2014. Jeff Zizulowitz in the Chicago Tribune, aggression mind fired on a group of people leaving a party, only to be shot himself by one of the victims, a military service member with a concealed carry permit. That guy stopped a mass shooting. Once again, in Chicago. There's plenty of other cases. New Holland, South Carolina, May 5th, 2015. I've lived in South Carolina most of my life. I've never heard of New Holland. However, firefighters stopped a massacre after a gunman surprised them at their station this past Tuesday. This is in Aiken County. Firefighters said Chad Barker pulled up to the crowded fire station parking lot full of children and firefighters, got out of his car, and began firing into the air and at his vehicle. They say he also pointed the firearm at individual firefighters for lengthy periods of time. Two of the firefighters retrieved concealed weapons, and they didn't shoot him, but they did stop the shooting. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, March 2015. Police say a man likely saved the lives of several people when he shot and killed a gunman inside a West Philadelphia barbershop. Derby, Pennsylvania, July 9th, 2014. An attacker, Richard Plotz, a convicted felon. This is the guy that went to the hospital, killed the caseworker, and then was killed by Dr. Lee Silverman in a gun-free zone. Dr. Silverman ignored the gun-free zone, and Mr. Plotz had 39 rounds with him, so he was going to go down the hallway, they do believe. Nothing was ever done to Dr. Silverman, because how do you argue with that kind of heroism? He got shot in the process. Portland, Oregon, December 2012. Clackamas Town Center. Nick Melly, 22 years old. 22 years old. Sees a guy with a AR-15. He's already killed his average of 2.5 people. Nick Melly is there with a friend and her baby. He looked at his friend with the baby and said, "Are you serious?" The friend of the baby hit the floor. Nick Melly drew his concealed carry weapon and hid behind a pillar. He faced the shooter down, and the shooter exited stage right and killed himself. Plymouth, Pennsylvania, September 2012. Another mass shooting stopped. They're all over the place. Santa Clara, California. Now, remember, this is not Santa Barbara. This is Santa Clara. 21-year-old Richard Gable Stevens was subdued after tense moments Monday evening at a shooting range in a gun store in his town, 30 miles south of San Francisco. He intended to go out in a blaze of glory, noting that Stevens had accumulated more than 100 rounds of ammunition for his rented 9mm semi-automatic weapon. They say it certainly looks like he intended to take a lot of people out. After several minutes on the range, however, Stevens returned to the club's gun store and shot at the ceiling. He then herded three store employees out of the door into an alley, saying he intended to kill them. Unknown to Stevens, one store employee was carrying a .45 caliber handgun concealed beneath his shirt. When Stevens looked away, the employee fired, hitting Stevens several times in the chest and bringing him to the ground. Salt Lake City, April 27, 2012. Citizen with a gun stopped a knife-wielding man as he began stabbing people at the downtown Salt Lake City Smith store. The suspect purchased the knife inside the store and then turned it on everybody in the store. He didn't even bring the weapon. He bought it. In Aurora, Colorado, in April 2012, Kieran Parker rammed his car into another in the church parking lot, got out, and attempted to kill multiple church members. He killed one before a member of the congregation, the nephew of the lady killed, and an off-duty police officer drew his handgun and shot Parker, stopping the killing. They're all over the place. So the answer to the question, do concealed carriers stop mass shootings? They do it all the time. But they don't ever turn out to be mass shootings because they stop them. See, that's the beauty of it, yo. That is the absolute beauty of all that. You don't have to believe me. But that is the way it is. So, you know, what have we learned today? We've learned that a gun-free zone is not gun-free. But we knew that already, right? At least now that people are beginning to look at that and understand that for what it is. And we see examples like what's happening in New York, where it's just one big, gigantic gun-free zone. And we see what happens to regular people, and that's horrible. That's horrible that there is a regime of law in place that makes it so, that the penalties for owning one is so heavy that people just are victims, constantly victims, always victims. And it doesn't matter in an area like that. You can work out all day long. You can become proficient in Krav Maga and all these other things. And it might keep you safer than it does the average bear. But it isn't going, you know, a knife. You know, against a knife fighter, somebody that really knows how to use a knife. It's none of this over-the-head stabbing stuff that everybody seems to practice for. He's coming in low, and he's coming in fast, and he's going to stick it in your gut. He's going to pull it out, stick it in again, and again, and again, and again. It's very hard to defend against. And when you don't have a gun, it's almost impossible to defend against it. So, I feel bad. I feel bad for these people. Right now on the Outdoor Channel, they're about to have a very nice panel. That this is an encore presentation of a documentary called Safe Haven, Gun-Free Zones in America. I don't think the Gun-Free Zone gets very much good press because Katie Pavlik is going to be the mediator. And it's got certain people on there that I'm familiar with. They'll pull it apart by the seams. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.